Gaviola, great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land, I am weak, but Thou art mighty. Hold me with Thy power and bread of heaven. Feed me till I want no bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Open now the crystal fountain, whence the healing waters let the fiery, cloudy pillar lead me on my journey through. All this morning, y'all, He's our strong deliverer. Be Thy still my strength and shield, strong deliverer. Be Thy still my strength and shield. His name is wonderful. His name His name is wonderful, Jesus my Lord. He is the mighty King, Master of everything. His name is wonderful, Jesus, my Lord. For He's the great Shepherd, the Rock of all ages. Almighty God, is He. Let's bow down before Him. Love and adore Him. His name is wonderful, Jesus, my Lord. For He's the great Shepherd, the Rock of all ages. Almighty God, is He. Bow down before Him. Love and adore Him. His name is wonderful, Jesus, my Lord. I am Thine, O Lord. I have heard Thy voice and it told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me nearer, near, O blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me near, O blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Oh, here's our prayer this morning. Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. Let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine. Draw me near, O blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me near, O blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Oh, to Jesus I surrender all. To him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him in his presence daily. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender to Jesus I surrender humbly, at his feet I bow. Worldly pleasures all forsaken, take me, Jesus, take me now. I surrender all. I surrender all. Oh, to Jesus I surrender, all.
Recording has started.
That's all right. Let's.
I heard one more chime. Go ahead quickly.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Laverne Jackson Austin from West Virginia. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad it is. Have a great morning. And
you as well. Let's go before the King of Glory today. Oh, Father, we love you. We honor you. And we truly, truly trust in you. Thank you for waking us up this day. Thank you so much for protecting us, for giving us your best, our King, King Jesus. Lord, thank you for the co-founders of this call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. Thank you for being their strength, their joy, their peace, the lover of their souls. Thank you, Lord God, for the word that is going to come forward today to encourage us. And Father, thank you for the TMC leaders, the TMC family, and for Artist Life. Thank you so much for the Diaz de Leon family, because that's how many of us got connected. You know exactly what we need, and we are drawing near to you, trusting you, standing on the promises that you have given us. We surrender all to you. You are the King of Glory. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you. In the mighty name of Yeshua, I say amen, and I turn it over to the host. Beautiful host, are you beautiful or handsome? Are you out there?
Yes. Can you hear me, Minister Robin?
I can. Take it away, Minister Cynthia.
Good morning, good morning. This is a joyful morning. Thank you, Minister Robin. Thank you for greeting us this morning and starting us off with that powerful prayer. And we will trust in the Lord this morning. Well, thank you, Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I woke up this morning with something on my mind, but I will draw near to him this day. I will surrender. Oh, I will surrender. Come to Jesus. Lord Jesus, I will surrender. My name is Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. I'm so glad to be able to come to you this morning. I want to share a little about this call in 2010 and the two powerful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, started this journey. Hallelujah. They said on the scripture, Psalms 88:13, "But do you, I cry out, O Lord, in the morning my prayer comes before you." Yes, we have a mission statement. It's to enrich, enhance, empower believers as they begin their day. Amen? Yes, we have a website that you can view 24/7. It's called www.themasterscall.net. www.themasterscall.net. And all the messages has been archived on this site, as well as the bio of our speakers. Then, a theme for year 2020 with the supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, and evidence of greatness work must be released and seen. Amen. If you feel led by the Lord, you will be part of a blessed ministry as a greeter, as Minister Robin did, and as a host, as you are truly sharing a word with the Lord. Or you may even have a prayer request or praise report. Please submit all your information to info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our prayer general minister, Brenda Terrell, will contact you. But we also have, on Friday, you can stay, come and share information, your prayer request down Friday. So they give extension. So that's a beautiful thing. So you can plug in with that. Well, let me just say our phenomenal company, Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30-plus years ago. We are now called Artist Life. Great products to help the world become healthy, and also you can become wealthy. If you share with others, you must share with everyone. The new morning motivation call is held Monday through Friday. After this call, a team of great leaders
are getting vital information on the benefits of the wonderful Otter's product. That number is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-pound, 294-617-pound. If your service is T-Mobile, Metro PCS, and Boost Mobile, we have a bypass number that you can call before. That number is 716-293-9707. 716-293-9707, and you will be connected to the call. Today is Thursday, Testimony Thursday. We ask everyone to take the time out to listen to the great products that does a lot for your body, which right now we need to know everything at this time with COVID-19 is here in the world, so we want to be able to share that with you and everyone. Please stay connected to your back office and also your WhatsApp app and to be updated with all of the new information and the new products we call Shield. I'm so grateful for that. So we want to be able to stay connected. Well, let me just stop talking at this time and so I can share a little bit about our speaker this morning. She's no stranger to this call. She is our songbird, and she ushers us in on the master's call. Her name is called Minister Tiffany Lauderdale. Minister Tiffany lives in Southern California. She's a member of the TMC call since October 2010, so she's coming on the anniversary along with the call. Isn't that wonderful? This ministry has been extremely effective and mature to a pillar of hers. She is a member of the Faith Central Baptist Church in Inglewood, California, under the leadership of Bishop Kidding. Minister Tiffany shares with others the importance of incorporating products, the ones to free chemicals and toxins, parables into their daily lives from head to toe. She also has a son, Caleb, and I want to share with you, I want you to visit the website to review her bio, extensive bio, and it's www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. Without further ado, let me introduce you to some and present to others none of the not saying, and Minister Tiffany Lauderdale. Are you out there?
I'm here, Minister Cynthia. Are you able to hear me?
Yes, take it away. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much, Minister Cynthia, for hosting us this morning. To Minister Robin, thank you so much for greeting us this morning. And to Dr. Vanessa, thank you so much for ushering us into the presence of God. Well, God morning to the Master's Call family. To our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, and to Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, I say God morning to each and every single one of you. I pray that God is comforting you and giving you his shalom peace, and that every single thing that you stand in need of, that you know that he will and he can supply it. And so, wow, what a amazing week it has been thus far. Dr. PK and two messages by Minister Kai this week. How awesome has it been? And God is definitely speaking to us loud and clear. And I just thank him for allowing us another opportunity to wake up and to get up and to enter into his presence again. And it's something in this season that's very special about entering into the presence of God to make sure that your mind is on him. We woke up this morning with our mind stayed on Jesus, is the song that saturates my heart right now, because if we keep him on our mind, then all this other, everything else that's happening will not be bigger than him, for God is bigger than any corona disease, and he's bigger than any circumstance or situation that we can ever have in our lives. So I'm thankful for this platform and for God allowing me to be a part of it since 2010. And yes, we are approaching our 10th year here, and I am super duper excited about what God is going to show us and reveal to us in this year 2020. So, Father, we just thank you and bless you for this another day that you have allowed for us to gather into your presence, Father. I pray that your plan and your purpose for our lives, God, will be manifest here on earth as it is in heaven. I thank you that you are our security, and I thank you that you are our shield, and I thank you that it's in you who we trust. And so we give your name the glory, the honor, and all of the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Though the storms keep on raging in my life, and it's hard to tell the night from day, still the hope that lies within is reassured. So I'll keep my eyes upon the distant shore. I know he'll lead me safely to that blessed place he has prepared. And if the storms don't cease, and if the winds and rains keep on blowing in my life, my soul has been anchored in the Lord. Oh, my soul has been anchored in the Lord. So, TMC family, I ask you this morning, what is your soul anchored in? Where is your soul anchored? Because in this time of uncertainties, our soul should be anchored in the Lord. And what word are you standing on in this season? If you don't have one, I came on here this morning to give you one. And it can be found in Psalm 91, and I'm going to be reading from the Amplified Version. Psalm 91, which is a security of the one who trusts is in the Lord. It is a psalm for our security under God's protection. Psalm 91, and I'm going to be reading its entirety, starts off by saying, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will remain secure and rest in the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no enemy can withstand. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust with great confidence and on whom I rely. For he will save you from the trap of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. For he will cover you and completely protect you with his pinions, and under his wings, excuse me, you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and a wall. You will not be afraid of the terror or night, nor of the arrow that that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor of the destruction, sudden death, that lays waste at noon. 7,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but danger will not come near you. You will be a spectator as you look on with your eye and witness the divine repayment of the wicked as you watch safely from the shelter of the Most High. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil will befall you, nor will any plague come near your tent. For he will command his angels in regard to you to protect and defend and guard you in all your ways of obedience and service. 12, they will lift you up in their hands, hallelujah, so that you do not even strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lions and cobra, the young lion and the serpent you will trample underfoot, because he set his love on me. Therefore, I will save him. I will set him securely on high, because he knows my name. He confidently trusts and relies on me, knowing I will never abandon him. No, never. 15, he will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With a long life, I will satisfy him, and I will let him see my salvation. That was Psalms 91 from the Amplified Version, and I was reading it in its entirety. So TMC family, I came here this morning just to know that your security can be found in Christ. Why? Because he is your God. He is your refuge. He is your fortress. He is your defender. He is your protector. He is your shield. He is your place of safety. He is your deliverer. He is your health. He is your healing. He is your habitation. He is your place of rest. He is your peace. He is your tower of strength. He is your salvation. And how do I know that? Because it says it in his word in Psalm 91. So no matter what you're watching on TV, sometimes you have to put yourself in a situation where you just turn it off and tune into God. Turn the TV off and tune into God and let him saturate your mind. Let him saturate your heart. Let him download peace that only he can give you unto you. See, because he is our security. And we have to know that no insurance policy that we have on paper is bigger than the security that we can find in Psalm 91. See, we have to trust and know the word of God. And we have to, like Ty said, to believe. To believe, it starts with what are we thinking in our mind? Who are we allowing to speak to us? Our security is not in people. Our security is not in our places of employment. Our security is not here. Our security can be found in God. And right now, he is giving us the time to renew our insurance policies. He's given us a time to make sure that every single thing that is dictated in the insurance policy that we are lined up to receive it. Why? Because we're going to stand on his promises and know that our security can be found in God. Also, Psalm 125, 1 through 2 reads, those who trust in the Lord are as secure as Mount Zion. They will not be defeated, but will endure forever. Just as the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people, both now and forever. So God's word has not expired. It has no expiration date. So these words from the Bible that I am reading to you this morning, secure yourself in them and walk with them daily in your heart. Meditate on the word of God and not the methods and mechanisms that are in front of you on the TV or somebody talking to you. Meditate and carry the word of God with you, because that is your security policy. That is your insurance policy. That is what you can stand on. And if you stand on that, if you read it daily, if you recite it, then you'll know that you are covered and nothing can harm you. Psalm 127 and 1 says, unless the Lord builds a house, the work of the builders is wasted. Unless the Lord protects a city, guarding it with securities will do no good. With sentries will do no good. So our security, again, is found in the Lord. But you got to trust him. If you don't trust him, then how can you believe what he says is true? If you're having a problem now trusting him, just say, Lord, I need you to help me. Call on his name. He has the answer for you. He knows what it is that you need. But we have to open up our mouths so that we can receive what he says that we need. And he knows what we need, but sometimes we just have to ask him to give it to us. So TMC family, I just want you to know that this morning I decree, according to Psalm 91, over each and every single one of us that are listening now and those of us that will listen later, that we will be shielded in this time of uncertainty from mishaps, from manipulation, from persecution, from accusation, from seduction, from compromise, from falsehood, from slander, from greed, from discouragement, from frustration, from sabotage, from danger, from accidents, from death threats, from death, from poverty, from lack, from loss, and from struggle, from sickness, and from disease, from our own selves being in our own way. And these things I decree in Jesus' name. So I say, as we go through this time and this season, where I believe we have been strategically set up to know that there is victory on the other side of this, and that this too shall pass, if we make sure that our priorities are in the right place and in the right order, and that we will be reassured during this time and this season that our insurance policy has been given the approval stamp. And how do I know that again? It can be found in Psalm 91. And so as we resonate, as we marinate, as we meditate on Psalm 91, and I would challenge you to read it in different versions. That amplified version speaks volume to me. So that's why I shared it with you this morning. But find the version that resonates with you. Actually, right now you have time to read every single version of Psalm 91 there is. And like I said, read it, stand on it, believe it, decree that in your life each and every single day. And all I know is that this too shall pass, because our souls are anchored in the Lord. Back over to you, Minister Cynthia.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany. That on-time word, hallelujah. Psalms 91, you know I love the whole 150 songs. I really do. It's always touching my life. Thank you so much for the profound words. And if you come back shortly, and we close out in a benediction after a few announcements and the prayer. Let us pray this morning over all of our prayer requests. Dear Lord, thank you for letting us see another day. Hallelujah. We know that you are with us, and we know that you are going to bring us through this pandemic. We thank you. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, for that on-time word. Because our security is found in God. Let us. We need God every day. We just got to reach out, because this is time right now to stay in touch. God's word has not expired, and I'm walking with him every day. We thank you. We want you to seal Mr. Tiffany up with an overflow of blessings today, Lord. We pray for our two amazing co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherford, from their Masco Monday through Friday to bring us this word we need more than ever now. Thank you for Mother Joseph, Mother Oliver, Mother Eleanor, Mother Scott. Thank you, Lord, for giving them the help and spirit to move through this life, Lord. Thank you for every prayer warrior, artist, distributor, guest that joined us this morning. Thought it was not Robert to worship with us this morning. Thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, Lord, for Artist Life, for the new product they share with us. Help us to become healthy and also wealthy. Pray for every nursing home this morning, Lord. Hallelujah. Touch them this morning. Hospital. Everyone incarcerated, Lord. Lord, just let the pandemic go by them, Lord Jesus. Pray for every bereaved family this morning, Lord. We need you like we never need you before. Lord, I lost a good friend yesterday, Lord. Hallelujah. Pray for his family and for everyone that's going through something, because it is real. We pray for just being you all by yourself, Lord. We thank you for taking the worries and fear out of us, placing your peace in our hearts. Those who are suffering from COVID-19, keep everyone safe, Lord. Lord, we love you and adore you. We know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I know you want to hear this awesome message, playback. I'm going to give you the playback for this powerful message this morning. The number is 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085. The PIN number is 957-677-POUND. 957-677-POUND. Please visit your back office. Please order your new Shield product. That is awesome. That is what's going to help us move through this pandemic. The new morning motivation call right after this. Today is Testimony Thursday. Please plug into that call. That number is 712-770-4005. 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-6175. And we have some great leaders on there with some great information. We are so grateful. I'm going to plug into that call. Thank you, Minister Robin, for greeting us this morning and opening up some prayer, trust in the Lord. Oh, we are also thank Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon for I surrender. Hallelujah. I surrender it all. Thank you so much for you watching us in this morning. Thank you, Minister Tiffany, for that powerful word this morning. Psalms 91. Will you close us out in the benediction, please?
Amen. To God be the glory. Thank you so much, Minister Cynthia, for serving us in excellence this morning. Father, we thank you that we are able to dwell in the shelter of the Most High. Father, I pray that you will secure us and that you will keep us. I pray that your face will shine upon us and saturate us with your shalom peace as our souls, our hearts, our minds, our thoughts, our steps are anchored in you. And these things I decree and declare, and I ask in Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Master's Call. May the peace of God be with you, and we'll look forward to hearing each of you here on the line on tomorrow. God bless you. Have an awesome and amazing day. Bye for now.